Welcome to NPR's All Songs Considered, highlights from NPR's online music show. Enjoy.
From NPR Music, you're connected to the podcast edition of All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. With a curious mix of two classic tunes, the 1981 dance hit by Blondie called Rapture, and The Doors' 1971 tune Riders on the Storm, British DJ Mark Vidler has mashed the two together, these two seemingly unrelated songs, to create Rapture Riders. The song's been playing in clubs in London for a while, and it's about to be issued on a greatest hits collection by Blondie. Now, if you know the two tunes, it's fun to hear the way Vidler superimposed the voice of The Doors' Jim Morrison on top of the sounds of the New York pop band Blondie. Also worth listening for is the way he mixed Robbie Krieger's guitar from the 1971 Doors tune onto this dance mix. Does this mashup simply ruin two good songs? Give a listen and let us know what you think. Here is Rhapsody Riders.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet Emily will die. Killer on the road. Yeah.
Bad vibes, ready to tell me everybody's side. As DJ is spinning, I said in my mind. Flash is fast, flash is cool. Front plus and far, flush ain't on due. And don't stop, sure shot. Go out to the parking lot and get it.
The music of Blondie and The Doors mashed together by DJ Mark Vidler, a song that features Deborah Harry singing with the late Jim Morrison. What would Jim think? What do you think? Write to us at allsongs@npr.org. I got another CD in the other day, and this one made me think, why would anyone do that? Musicians Doug Hilsinger and Caroline Beatty have completely remade Brian Eno's 1974 LP, Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy. There have been a number of these kinds of records. A few I can think of would be Petra Hayden's remake of The Who's LP, The Who Sellout. There were remakes of Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks. Charlie Hunter did a remake of Bob Marley's Natty Dread, and there are others. I had my doubts when I put this Eno remake into the CD player. It didn't take but a few songs to realize how reverent and how clever this all was. In fact, Doug Hilsinger gave a copy of the CD to Eno, and he found the CD quite moving and joyful. Let's listen to Mother Whale Eyeless from the recreation CD, Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy.
Nothing.
The music is by Brian Eno. The song, Mother Whale Eyeless, was recorded here by Doug Hilsinger and Caroline Beattie on a CD that recreates the 1974 LP, Taking Tiger Mountain by Strategy. And what a great album that is. A DJ named Nobody has teamed up with a two-person band known as Mystic Chords of Memory. Chris Gunst of the Mystic Chords used to be in a dreamy West Coast band, the Beachwood Sparks. Jennifer Cohn was in the ethereal Bay Area band called the Eiler Set. And DJ Nobody is Elvin Estella. He's known for something. Maybe it's his psychedelic beats or his sound collage. Together, they've made a record that blends all these somewhat similar styles. The CD's called Tree Colored Sea, and this song is called The Seed. That's Nobody, along with the Mystic Chords of Memory, with a song called The Seed, from their CD called Tree Colored Sea. The ghostly voice of Nina Miranda and the soundscapes of Dennis Wheatley together form a band known as Shrift. They have a CD called Lost in a Moment, and this song is the title track.
Looking out at a sky the same one as mine. The room shakes with the train. Bedtime again. Running in the wilderness, all over the grass.
The Twosome from London, known as Shrift, and that song, and the title of the CD is called Lost in a Moment. More than 45 years ago, Antonio Carlos Jobim introduced the world to the bossa nova. Loosely translated, the bossa nova is the new way, and in many ways, this Brazilian music was a new way. The rhythms were more complex, and so were the harmonies. But somehow, the beauty of the bossa nova was how soft and simple and understated it all sounded. One song, and I know it's a bit of a cliche, but one song that defined the bossa nova is a tune called Desafinado. I heard the song for years, performed by Stan Getz and sung by João Gilberto, and the words were often sung in Portuguese, and they went right over my head. There's a new 3-CD set of 3 original albums by Antonio Carlos Jobim, the composer of Desafinado, which translates to off-key. Here, Jobim sings the song in English.
When I try to sing, you say I'm off key. Why can't you see how much this hurts me? With your perfect beauty and your perfect pitch, you're a perfect error. When I come around, must you always put me down? If you say my singing is off key, my love, you will hurt my feelings, don't you see, my love? I wish I had an ear like yours, a voice that would behave. All I have is feeling and the voice God gave. You insist my music goes against the rules. Yes, but rules were never made for lovesick fools. I wrote this little song for you, but you don't care. It's a crooked song, but all my love is there. The thing that you would see if you would play your part is even if I'm out of tune, I have a gentle heart. I took your picture with my trusty roll of flax, and now all I have developed is a complex, possibly in vain. I hope you'll weaken, oh my love, and forget those rigid rules that undermine my dream of a life of love and music with someone who'll understand that even though I may be out of tune when I attempt to say how much I love you, all that matters is the message that I bring, which is, my dear one, I love you.
Jobim, the song Desafinado from an LP called A Certain Mr. Jobim. It's a record he recorded in 3 hours one night in New York City in the mid-1960s. The Pine Leaf Boys are from Lafayette, Louisiana. In fact, the 5 Cajun musicians live in the same house. We'll see how long that lasts. Let's listen to the opening cut to their new CD. The CD is called La Musique. Pine Leaf Boys. Their new CD is called La Musique. Shelton Hank Williams III is the grandson of country music legend Hank Williams. He's got the rebel spirit of his grandfather. Even the singing voice at times sounds like his grandfather. But the music of Hank Williams III is certainly unlike anything his grandfather ever imagined. Sure, he sings honky-tonk, but his music has a very punkish, in-your-face attitude. Hank Williams' new CD, Straight to Hell, is a two-disc set. The first disc is basically songs about drinking, alcohol, and booze. And they're good songs. The second disc you can think of as the revolution number 9 of country music. I'm referring here to the Beatles sound collage on their 1968 double album. Here, Hank Williams experiments with tape collage and intersperses it with very personal songs, just him and his guitar. The song we're about to play is from the first disc. It's Hank Williams and his bandmates. Let's listen to Things You Do to Me. I'm Bob Boylan. A reminder that Monday, March the 6th, our concert series continues with the New Pornographers and Belle and Sebastian live at the 930 Club. It's All Songs Considered.
Well, you never took my heart when I tried hard to give it to you. And I know you can't be true, cause you just wanna be roaming free. Now I'm looking straight at you and see you with another man. So I take a shot of whiskey so I don't have no regrets. Well, I'm
Thanks for listening. You'll find more about this program and a listing of NPR stations online at npr.org.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 7-passenger Acura MDX. Information at acura.com.